Europe.
War economics. The shrapnel dealers. Selling war trophies to buy weapons for Ukraine's army.
Strange packages often arrive at Greg's flat in Zaporizhia in southeastern Ukraine. Sometimes they contain military jackets, helmets and backpacks, but armoured plates and fragments of destroyed rockets are also common. These war trophies are sent to him by Ukrainian soldiers on the front line so he can sell them online. Sometimes the goods are too gory to trade. "I had a helmet with parts of brain attached," says Greg, who, like other dealers, did not want his full name used. War trophies have been traded since ancient times. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago, the trade has moved online. Russian helmets, some with their owner's name inscribed, can fetch more than $1,400 on eBay. Other items range from Spetsnaz uniforms to bits of downed Sukhoi fighter jets. Some sellers turn military wreckage into keychains that sell for $200. Items can move from corpse to buyer in days. Dealers argue the trade keeps Westerners interested in the war. "It's marketing," reckons a seller. The demand for war trophies has created a fast-moving underground supply chain. First, dealers contact the soldiers. Some, such as a group called Outdoor United, because of their love of mountaineering, go to the front line to pick the best treasures. Others, like Greg, who worked as a composer before the war, prefer to get mystery packages in the post. Another dealer, an injured veteran, runs a service where buyers request a specific item. His friends at the front then hunt for one. Next, buyers need to be found. Outdoor United send trophies to Babs, a recently retired British paratrooper, to sell on his website Apostle Tactical. Others rely on platforms like eBay and Etsy. Buyers tend to be military memorabilia fanatics based in Europe and America. Some have museum-quality displays, says Babs, complete with blood-stained uniforms on mannequins. He says customers specifically request items with bullet holes. Threats to the supply chain do not stop at the front line. Many dealers claim that eBay removes gorier items from listings, bans sellers, and freezes money for items that have been bought. This has pushed some to set up specialist websites. Military items are also, in theory, banned from leaving Ukraine. When an item is sold, a network of volunteers, manned mainly by foreign fighters, springs into action to smuggle the goods to customers. Finally, profits are returned to the front line. Many dealers do not take a cut, and most troops do not ask for cash. Instead, they request medicine, clothing, and equipment. Greg uses the proceeds to build homemade drones for the army. Babs has received a certificate from a Ukrainian lieutenant colonel as thanks for the sheer volume of gear he has gathered. "One shelling and you can run out of all your equipment," says an Outdoor United member. "They want equipment because the West has left us alone to fight."